一个小小的羊羔做他的一个记号。
And he took the image of a lamb as a sign for him.
弟兄姊妹们。
And the brothers and sisters.
凡是跟随羔羊的人
，whoever followed the lamb，
都应该微小
，should make themselves small。
我所以常常讲，如果你跟着一头大牛的后面，很神气呢，可以。
And I often say that if you follow an ox, then you can be proud of yourself.
你跟着一个小小的羊羔后面，你也趾气高昂，这个不相配。
And if you are following a small lamb, then you should not make yourself too big.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要降卑自己。
So brothers and sisters, we need to humble ourselves.
越小越安全。
The smaller you are, the safer you are.
所以保罗知道要微小自己。
And so Paul knew that we have to make ourselves small.
所以呢，不怕。别人看你小
，and so we should not be afraid that we are being looked down upon.
我记得我年轻的时候啊
，and I remember when I was young.
那个教会里面，有弟兄们，有次我起来交通
，and one time I rose up to have some fellowship.
哎呀，我说这个孙弟兄今天讲这个东西啊，好像连那个小学生都不如。
And some people say that what Brother Son shared is not even worse than an elementary school student can do.
因为那个时候我还不懂得怎么属灵的学习。
Because at that time I didn't know much about spiritual learning.
所以我难过了很久一段时间。
So I feel sad for a long time.
后来呢，我懂得这个道理的时候。
And later on, as I knew this,
哎呀，其实我那天应该反应的更好一点。
And actually, my reaction at that time should be better.
就是你连小学生都不如。
And they would say that you are worse than an elementary student.
你应该说哪里哪里，我才幼稚班。
I should say, yes, that's true. That's true. Actually, I'm just in the kindergarten.
所以你一点都不受伤了，对不对？
So you won't get hurt.
弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们要能守住神的托付
if we want to keep the entrustment of the
Lord, 你越来越觉得自己是个什么觉得自己了不起那么失败就很快就来了
if you feel that you are somebody then the failure will come quickly
我想今天早晨我们年长弟兄提醒我们
so this morning our elder brother already remembered
所以保罗懂得这个保罗微小他的自己
because of this Paul made himself small
那么第二个
And the second
part, 保罗是一个确实背十字架跟从主的人。
And Paul was the one who really took the cross and followed the Lord.
我们知道十字架是主耶稣钉上去的。
We know that it was the Lord Jesus Christ who was crucified on the cross.
而十字架的意义是使徒保罗解释出来的。
And yet the meaning of the cross was explained by Paul.
所以在头一个世纪
，So in the first century,
没有人能像保罗那样认识十字架。
No one knew the cross like Paul.
他不仅认识十字架
Not only did he know the cross
他也是一个确确实实实行十字架生活的一个人
But he also the one who put the cross in his in practice
他完全否认否学习否认自己
He learned to deny himself completely
他借着最大的启示他说我比众圣徒最小的还小
He has the greatest revelation and he considered himself least than theOf all the things.
保罗不为自己的利益活着
and he didn't live for his own interest.
也没有自己的兴趣
and he has no his own interest.
他更没有自己手中所谓的工作
he has no his own work.
保罗从来不敢自高自大
he didn't dare to boast about himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们要确实的背起十字架跟从
today we need to actually take the cross and follow the Lord.
我想这几天我们的弟兄们关于挤的这个问题已经提得够多了。
And these few days, our brothers have mentioned a lot concerning the matter of self.
我们人的挤如果不被对付
If our self is not to be dealt with,
主就没有路走了。
And the Lord cannot find a way.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
So we have to look upon the Lord's mercy.
所以我们从保罗的身上可以看见他有两个这个重要的学习。
So from the life of Paul, we can see this a very two important learning.
他建立在这么一个美好的属灵根基上面的学习。
And because of this, such a wonderful foundation of these two kinds of learning.
尚且叫他遇见那么大的一个危机，几乎失败。
And he almost failed when he was faced with such a great crisis.
你想想，今天如果我们这些不学习的人，我失败的更快，对不对？
And think this way, if we do not learn, then we will fail even more quickly.
所以求主在这些重要的根基上、基本的一些学习上，让我们能有扎根的学习。
And I pray that we could truly rooted in this important learning.
求主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我实在承认我自己在这方面的学习是不好的。
I have to confess that my learning in this aspect is not good.
但是 我愿意和我们弟兄姊妹们共同的勉励。
But I'm willing to encourage with the brothers and sisters we can all learn.
因为今天我们处在一个末后的时代。
Because now we are in the end time.
你稍微有一点属灵感觉的人。
If you have a some spiritual sense.
你都知道今天地上的教会是多么的混乱。
You can see that church on earth are in such a chaos.
我们的光景又何等的软弱。
And our conditions are so weak.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们能冲过这个可怕的时代。
Can we go through this terrible generation?
能守得住主给我的托付吗？
Can we keep the instructment by the Lord?
让我们能够安然见主吗？
Can we see the Lord with joy?
所以求主在这些最基本根基的这些学习上，让我们能认真的在主面前来学习。
And may that we may we all of us can seriously learn and in this fundamental lessons.
另外我们看见保罗呢在他的书信里面也给我们有一些重要的提醒叫我们学习来守。
In addition, we can see from Paul's letters, he has a great reminders for us to learn how to keep.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书二章十五节。
In 2 Thessalonians,
二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
这里说，所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。
So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter from us.
在这里，我们需要学习坚守神的教训。
And here we need to hold to the instructions of God.
我们读主的话
，as we read God's word.
主的话是神的教训。
And the God's word is the instruction of God.
所以圣经中有一些的教训，我们要学习持守。
Then we need to hold on to the instructions in the Bible.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
那么尤其呢，有很多时候我们弟兄姊妹相互之间勉励或者讲道的时候
，And sometimes we have this mutual encouragement, and also we share.
我觉得我们也在主跟前有一些重要的一些小小的原则需要持守。
And there are some small principles we need to keep before the Lord.
保罗当时因为写信给帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹。
And when Paul wrote a letter to the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica.
所以他说你们要守住这些。
And he said that you need to keep this.
那么今天呢，我们有很多的时候，我们把主的话带给别人。
And a lot of times we bring God's word to others.
我们要很小心。
And we need to be very careful.
我们不要以为说呢，这些我们已经守住，所以我们来教训别人。
And we never think that we have a captive, then we are now teaching others.
所以很多的时候，好像我们把这个道是讲给弟兄姊妹听，是你们要守的，啊，好像我已经守住了。
And a lot of times we are preaching the instructions to others, and is it something for you to keep because I have a captive?
不不
，No.
我们可能没有使徒们那么样的刚强。
And we are not as strong as the apostles.
所以我年轻的时候，一位年长的弟兄啊，给我有很好的提醒。
So when I was young, and there was a very good reminder from an elderly brother.
他说你将来讲道的时候
，And he said that when you preach in the future,
你不要老是说你们。
Don't ever say you.
要说我们。
You have to say we.
要把你自己包括在里。
You yourself has to be included.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
因为我们自己也在软弱。
Because we are also in weakness.
所以很多时候我们把这些道要讲给别人听的时候
，So a lot of times as we are sharing this instruction to others,
我们自己要想一想
，We have to think ourselves.
你守住了吗
？Have you kept?
你做到了吗
？Have you done that?
如果你没守住，没做到
，And then if you have not kept or done that,
你怎么敢去教训别人呢
？How can you instruct others?
啊，我们可以共同的勉励
，And we could encourage one another mutually.
因为主的话是真理。
And because the Lord's word is the truth.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们。
So therefore, the Paul tells us.
我们要学会能够守住神给我们的教训。
We need to learn to hold to the instructions by God.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章也有重要的提示。
In Thessalonians chapter First Thessalonians chapter 4, there's also an important reminder.
第四章第四节。
Verse 4.
要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
That each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
第五节啊。
And also verse 5.
不放纵私欲的邪情，向那不认识神的外邦人。
not in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God.
这里告诉我们，我们基督徒基本的生活里面，学习用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
And this tells us that in our Christian daily living, we will learn to keep our, to keep our vessels in sanctification and honor.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我想今天我们处在一个非常邪恶的时代。
Brothers and sisters, now we are in a very wicked generation.
这是一个非常淫乱、邪恶的一个时代。
And this is a very wicked and a perverse generation.
如果今天我们基督徒连这些基本的一些的真理都守不住。
If we cannot keep this a very basic truth,
更谈不上守神所托付的。
And not to mention to keep what has been entrusted by God.
我想弟兄姊妹们稍微的有点常识的人都知道。
And so, Francis, if you have some common sense,
哎呀，过去多少有名望的这些传道人，结果呢，在这些方面都失败。
And many famous preachers have failed in this aspect.
在基督徒中间，这些现在也是很多的。
And that is, these failures are also very many.
我们实在需要主的怜悯。
And we really need the Lord's mercy.
如果我们在生活的事上我们不能持守，
If we cannot keep this in our daily living,
那么神的托付我们并不是守不住的。
Then we definitely cannot keep what has been entrusted by God.
啊，所以这也是一个重要的一个点。
So this is also an important point.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十一节。
And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 21,
他说但要凡事查验善美的要持守。
And he says that, but examine everything carefully, hold fast to that which is good.
这个在圣经的原文里面呢，他说你每一件事物来说都要试验一下。
In the original language, he says that everything comes and we need to examine everything.
那个善美的原文是对，要守那个对的。
And so the word translated good actually in the original language is to keep what is right.
所以有很多事情来到你这里的时候，就只能需要稍微的要把它检验一下。
So we need to examine everything.
什么是对的，什么是不对的。
We need to examine what is right, what is wrong.
要把它分辨出来。
We have this.
我们就说你守错了，对你个人是亏损。
If you keep something wrong, then it is a loss to you.
可能在侍奉上也是亏损。
And that is also a loss to your servant.
所以我们要守住那个对的。
So we need to keep what is right.
啊，那么还有呢，在以弗所书第四章那里。
Also in Ephesians chapter 4.
啊，那里保罗告诉我们在教会的生活里面。
And he said, Paul says that in the church life.
要竭力持守那个合而为一的心。
We need to preserve the unity in the spirit.
我们要和所有的圣徒们在一个交通的里面。
And we need to have this same fellowship with all the saints.
虽然在真道事上，可能我们有认识上程度的不一样。
And concerning the truth, we may have a different degrees of understanding.
但是绝不因为以真道呢，我们把任何人隔除出去。
But we should never exclude anyone else because of the matter of our
faith. 所有蒙恩得救人都是我们的弟兄。
All those who are saved are all our brothers.
要竭力的守住这个合一。
And we need to preserve the unity in the spirit.
今天在地上教会的合一是一件大的困难的事情。
And because the unity is such a difficult matter on earth.
也是仇敌在这里攻击很厉害的一件事情。
And it is something the enemy is attacking very severely.
但是无论怎样要学习守。
And no matter what, we need to learn to preserve.
啊，那么还有呢？在提摩太前书第六章
，and also in First Timothy chapter 6，
这是保罗对提摩太很重要的一个提醒。
And this is a very important reminder Paul had for Timothy.
那二十节呢？你说提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道似是而非的学问。
He said, Oh, Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter, and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge.
已经有人自称有这学问就偏离了真道，愿恩惠常与你们同在。
Which as some have professed and thus are gone astray from the faith, grace be with you.
保罗在这里告诉我们，我们要躲避一些似是而非的东西，躲避那些世俗的虚谈。
And Paul says here, we need to avoid worldly and empty chatter and just falsely call, what is falsely called knowledge.
那些不实际的东西啊，不要去碰。
And don't touch something that is not real, not true.
或者是没有属灵实际的东西啊，不必去争论。
And we don't have to argue about something that has no spiritual reality.
那么还有一个叫做似是而非的学问。
And there is also another term called the thing that is falsely called knowledge.
这个是一个可怕的东西。
And this is something very terrifying.
对于神的儿女来讲
，and to children of God,
如果全是是，我们也容易走。
And it will be easier for us to understand if that is right.
全是非，我们也容易走。
And we will also understand it if it is wrong.
最怕的那个就是是是非非，似是而非，似非而是的东西。
So the most terrifying thing is that something looks right but actually is wrong, or something looks wrong but actually is right.
你看的是不对的，它里面有一点对。
And it looks as if it's wrong, but there's something right, part of it is right.
你看的是对的，里面又有一些不对。
And something that looks right and yet part of it is wrong.
我们晓得这是尤其到了末后的时代。
Especially as we come to the last day.
这是仇敌最诡异的一个工作。
And this is the most tricky work of the enemy.
也是神的儿女们最难逃脱的一个东西。
And that's something for children of God, hard to escape from.
我常常听见弟兄姊妹这样告诉我。
And a lot of times I was told by brothers and sisters.
你看人家那个好像不对嘛，也有点对。
You say something that they did was not quite right, but there's something right as well.
所以叫我们有时候在侍奉上一件很艰难的一个东西。
And so there's something very hard for us in service.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
因为今天大量的世界的智慧和学问进到教会里面。
Because there's a great amount of worldly knowledge and learning and coming into the church.
造成了无数的理论，无数的似是而非的学问
，and has caused a lot of numerous theories, and then also not the things that possibly call knowledge.
保罗告诉我们，有人觉得有这个学问，结果就偏离了真道，就偏离了信仰。
And Paul told us that somebody profess and thus has gone astray from the faith.
所以青年的弟兄姊妹
，so for young brothers and sisters,
特别需要主的恩典。
You really need the grace of God.
啊，不过今天早晨将军也提醒我们，年长的人也要注意的。
And then also the reminder from the elder Brother Kong this morning was that for the elder, we also need the grace of God.
不过因为年轻人喜欢知识的东西。
And because for the young people, we like knowledge.
所以这个试探又是更厉害的。
Therefore, the temptation there is greater.
尤其在我们好像不够有分辨力的时候。
Especially before we have some discernment.
我们就很容易就偏离。
And we can easily go astray.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
使徒保罗在他的书信中给我们有一些基本生活上面的一些操练的东西。
So in the Apostle Paul's letters, he has given to us some basic learning of daily living.
所以我们不需要说碰见了那个大的那个情况的时候，我们才来守。
And so we don't have to.Learn to keep it when we are faced with some big matters.
那么恐怕也守不住。
At that moment, probably you are.
你哪是从你实际的生活点上你就开始操练
？And yet you need to exercise it in your daily living.
在我们每天的侍奉生活里面学习操练怎么样
？In our daily living and also service, we learn to exercise this.
到了真正遇见关键性的时候呢
？As we come to some crisis,
就能守得住。
Then you can keep it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
虽然。我的年龄是赶不上江弟兄了。
Although my age is not as old as a Brother Kong.
我也不敢卖老。
And I won't call myself a.
但是至少我也有过几十年在主面前的这个侍奉。
But I still have a few decades of service before the Lord.
我常常内心很伤痛的。
And a lot of times my heart was saddened.
因为我过去从年轻时候起来很多同伴。
Because from my youth, I had many companions.
是一路上过来。
As I gone all this way,
我看见很多人守住。
And I have seen that many was not able to keep it.
这并不是说今天我守住。
It's not to say that I have kept it.
我常常跟我们的同工们提醒。
And I often remind my fellow workers.
我们看见有人走路个三十步就要出去。
And we see some people walk on the path that they just go astray after 30 steps.
我们要非常谨慎。
And we need to be very cautious.
也许在五十步的时候我们自己也出去了。
We probably may go astray at the 50th step.
所以主没有回来之前。
And before the Lord's return.
我们还要经历无数的考验。
And we have to go through much testing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我承认我没有办法能完全把我里面的感觉表达出来。
I confess that I cannot fully express my feelings inside.
我相信圣灵会在弟兄姊妹里面做工。
I believe the Holy Spirit will do His work in you.
就会用他的话提醒我。
And He will use His word to remind us.
今天我们实在是来到一个非常危险时代。
Today we have really come to a very dangerous age.
但另一面来讲的话呢
，But on the other hand.
这个也是我们的机会。
And that is also our opportunity.
当地上的光景混杂的时候
，When there is a confusing condition in the world，
也许是主的怜悯。
It might be the Lord's mercy.
虽然我们算不得什么
，Even we are nothing.
就像我们弟兄所讲，可能我们只有一千两。
And just our brother said, we may just have one talent.
没关系
，That's okay.
你守住
，You just keep it.
你只要能守住。
As long as you keep it，
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
公义的主按他的审判。那审判的时候
，The righteous judge when he judges according to his righteousness，
也许我们就可以得公义的冠冕
，And we may receive the crown of righteousness。
所以在提摩太后书
，So in Second Timothy，
使徒保罗告诉我们
，Paul tells us，
这个手
，is keeping，
是侍奉上面最后的一个考验
，It is the last test in the ministry。
保罗守住了
，Paul。Captive.
保罗说：“所信的道我守住了。”
Paul said that I have kept the faith.
这不仅是保罗一个荣耀的宣告。
It was not just a glorious declaration by Paul.
我也觉得保罗好像在那里终于可以喘一口气啊。
And as if Paul at that time he can finally relax.
他终于要去见主了。
And finally he was to meet.The Lord.
并且他知道他的结局是美好的
，and he knew that he had a very good end.
啊，就好像那些在场上赛跑的人一样
，and just like those who are racing in the field.
他们到最后那条线突过的时候
，as they are crossing the finish line.
哇，他们不仅那举手欢呼
，and they was lift their hands and shouting.
他也喘一口气
，at same time they could also relax.
终于守住了。
Finally, they have kept.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
所以这个是今天我们在主面前一个重要的学习。
And this is a very important learning we had before the Lord.
在侍奉上
，And in our service,
必须按照主给我们的原则。
And we have to do it according to the principle given by the Lord.
信那信神所差来的。
We have to believe in the one who
就是做成他的
工。Who he has sent, and that this is the word of God.
我们守住所信的。
And we have to keep the faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，And the brothers and sisters，
主还没有回来
，And the Lord is yet to return。
主还宽容我们
，And the Lord is forbearing。
主仍然给我们机会
，And He is still giving us opportunity。
盼望主的灵运行在我们中间
，May the Spirit of the Lord is operating among us。
让我们今天我们就能醒悟过来，清醒过来
，And today we can be quickened。
好像我们对主今天在他心意中对我们的寄望，我们能有美好的。
So that we could have a good response to his expectation of his will.
我们请低头再见祷告。
Let's bow our heads and word our prayer.
主啊，这真是一个黑夜已深的时候。
Lord, it's a time that is very dark.
晨星已经出现。
The morning star is appearing.
我们知道转眼之间天就亮了
And momentarily the day is coming
这是何等紧迫的一个时候
And it is such an urgent moment
求你怜悯我们
May you have a mercy on us
主啊
Lord
让我们在这最后的一程当中
As we are on the last leg of the journey
完全被你归正
We can completely correct it by you
叫我们能放下我们该放下的
So that we can lay aside what we often lay aside
叫我们能丢弃所该丢弃
And we can forsake what we should
好像我们全心全意的来跟随
So that we can follow you full heartedly
主虽然我们过去的年日有许多的错误
Even in the past days we have many mistakes
但是今天你把我们能带到对的路上
And today you can bring us to the right path
我们仰望你的怜悯
We look upon your mercy
主啊，
Lord,
不放弃我们。
Don't give up on us.
如果我们还固执，
If we are still stubborn,
求你勉强我们走。
Please force us to walk.
如果我们不愿意，
If we are not willing,
求你使我们愿意。
Make us willing.
愿我们在你的手中还能蒙拯救。
May we be saved in your hands.
主啊，你要听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayers.
我们得救还有希望吗？
And if, do we still hope in salvation?
求你给我们希望。
May you give us hope.
让我们虽然算不得什么，
Even we are nothing,
却愿意把自己再交在你的手中。
But we are willing to give ourselves into your hands.
让我们过奉献的生活。
So that we can live a life of consecration.
让你的主权握住我们。
And so that you can hold us with your sovereignty.
主啊，我们渴望能有好的光景迎接你的再来。
Lord, we desire our condition is good to receive your
return. 在这一次的特会里，
In this conference,
已经向我们施了怜悯。
You have given your mercy to us.
愿这个时候是我们醒悟的时候。
May the time that we come back to our senses.
主啊，不叫我们昏睡。
Don't allow us to fall asleep.
让我们对属灵的事情有反应。
So that we could be responsive to spiritual.
愿你的话摸到我们心灵的最深处。
May your words touch the depth of our spirit.
仰望你的恩典。
We look upon your grace.
我们知道你是爱我们的。
We know that you love us.
你是我们的恩主。
You are a gracious one.
你能用恩典保守我们。
You can keep us with your grace.
愿你所托付给我们的。
May what have been trusted.
你用恩典使我们能守得住。
By your grace, we are able to keep.
好像我们能把荣耀归给你。
So that we can give the glory back to you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.